This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Paul Buchanan of Queen of the Apostles Catholic Church of Belmont, North Carolina.
I've always had a soft spot for Simeon. His entire life was spent waiting and watching, searching for the face of Christ, a face that he didn't know, but one which he was certain he would recognize once he saw it. The moment of this Epiphany is recorded in today's gospel. With this encounter of the Holy Family and Simeon, there is certainly joy in Simeon's receiving of the Christ child, as the scriptures tell us. Perhaps it's only due to my own personality flaws that I perceive that there could have been some sadness too. After all, Simeon's role, chosen for him by God, was only to announce the salvation which had come into the world with the birth of Christ. Simeon would not see the Lord's public ministry. He would not be present for the crucifixion, and he would not be on earth to witness the resurrection. Because of these apparent deficiencies, Simeon could have reasonably thought to himself, why did it take so long for this to happen? Couldn't the Christ have been born years ago? Why is the only task left to me to go in peace? Of course, we've heard there's none of that in Simeon's reaction. Instead, his heart was full of gratitude. He blessed God for the gift he had been given. He rejoiced that light and salvation had come into the world, even though he himself couldn't fully appreciate that light. And the salvation that he announced was not yet fulfilled in the paschal mystery of the Lord. I know in my own life, when encountering situations where I can see the Lord at work, his presence, his calling, and yet things are not the way I would like them to be, those questions that Simeon didn't ask do come to mind. They may be part of our reflections, too, on this last Sunday of 2020. Why did God let this happen? Why didn't things turn out differently? How did everything end up like this? Of course, these questions don't usually lead to satisfying conclusions, and they so often bring us quickly to dissatisfaction and discouragement. Nevertheless, they can often fill our heads. Fortunately, the story of Simeon and, of course, the intercession of Joseph and Mary can help us find a way out. When we are distracted by these questions, we have to return to seeking the face of the Lord. This is what Joseph and Mary did on the night of that first Christmas. And, of course, this is the example that Simeon sets for us today. He was able to deal with any disappointment with peace and even gratitude for his blessings, because his whole life was oriented by his search for the Savior. And so we have to imitate him. We can seek our Savior too, in the same place Simeon did, here in his temple, where of course he dwells in the tabernacle, and in the celebration of the other sacraments. We can seek him in the scriptures, as Simeon undoubtedly did. We can seek him in service to our brothers and sisters, because we know that despite the challenges that we have faced, we too have seen the salvation of our God. We too have been illuminated by his light. We too are called to seek him persistently, without giving up, after Simeon's own example. For like him, we do not know when we will finally encounter the Lord, but we wait in joyful hope until we do, speaking about him as Anna did to all who await their redemption.
You've been listening to the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Paul Buchanan of Queen of the Apostles Catholic Church of Belmont on Carolina Catholic Radio 1270 AM Charlotte, also streaming online at carolinacatholicradio.org and on the Carolina Catholic Radio app.